Hegseth's denial and the 2028 race nobody admits is underway. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth this weekend called an NBC News report claiming he is laying groundwork for a 2028 presidential run 100% false. The denial is categorical. The fact that NBC ran the story at all, citing sources describing conversations Hegseth has had about his political future, suggests there is smoke somewhere, even if the fire is not visible from the outside. The political logic for exploring a 2028 run is not difficult to construct. Hegseth enters any potential field with higher name recognition than almost any Republican outside the Trump family, a media platform, and a military credential that plays well with the MAGA base. His tenure at Defense has built a distinct political identity through some of the most charged changes in Pentagon history. Removing diversity programs, restructuring the chain of command to maximize civilian control, and overseeing the military's expanded role in immigration enforcement. Whatever one's view of those decisions, they have differentiated him sharply from any other potential candidate. The liability is equally well defined. Questions about personal conduct and fitness for office that dogged his confirmation never fully went away, and they represent opposition research in a box waiting to be reopened in any competitive primary. The categorical denial is the tactically correct move. A sitting cabinet secretary visibly running for president invites the kind of scrutiny that makes the day job harder. But it does not settle the underlying question of whether Hegseth is positioning himself for a post-cabinet political future. The Democrats' own 2028 positioning remains complicated by the intraparty tensions on display in Michigan. Elsaid's nomination signals that the progressive wing has real organizing strength in some states, even as the party's establishment remains skeptical. And the question of whether that tension resolves before 2028 or carries over into the broader 2028 Republican field is genuinely open and genuinely crowded. Vice President J.D. Vance holds the most structurally advantaged position of anyone in the potential field. Another national campaign is one the party has not yet answered.